It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In a week where Glenn Maxwell's baggy green disintegrated, costing him a start in the first test against Sri Lanka, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
My baggy green's disintegrated. She got it out of the bag and it had completely fallen apart, so going to need a new one.
So that is Glenn Maxwell talking about how when his wife went to get his baggy green, she discovered that it had fallen into 1,000 pieces.
Where is he storing his baggy green? Is it an acid bath?
Or It doesn't sound safe wherever he's storing it. No respect for the baggy green, Glenn Maxwell. That's why he's not getting a start. Here with Kat Jones and Dan Lipke. This is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw. And I do like the idea that, you know, Travis Head had to have a fitness test for his hamstring and Glenn Maxwell had to have a fitness test for his baggy green.
Yeah, fail it.
Failed it. If it had come good, he might have got a start.
Yeah.
But I also think maybe he should have just worn it in pieces, just tried to balance. If anybody could balance, you know, a baggy green in 1,000 pieces on the top of the head, Glenn Maxwell surely can, right?
Yeah, well, he could have stuck it together with, I don't know, blue tack or sticky tape.
That's what Steve Waugh would have done for sure. Waugh's baggy green can't have been in better shape than Glenn Maxwell's. Yeah. It was a complete tattered mess by the end of his
career. It justifies the selectors. You know, if someone has such disrespect for the baggy green, can they really play a test?
Yeah. I think. But if he had, you know, maybe glued the baggy green remnants onto the top of his head, you know, it's a... Maybe that's the way to go. Maybe that's like the next step up from advanced hair. Maybe he gets an advanced hair sponsorship. Maybe we get an advanced hair sponsorship for mentioning that this is a this is an alternative.
There's enough of that going on.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
Lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket, but we just have time to cover the first test between Sri Lanka and Australia. Australia playing tests.
Yes, Australia playing tests. Not much of a test. It was technically it was a 3-day test, but it would have been over in 2 days had there not been a lost session early on that second day when stands were falling over and monsoon winds were coming in.
Yep. So, short-haul cricket, good competition for the T5 or whatever they're playing that we talked about last week.
Yep. So Cameron Green was the player of the match and he received a check. This is one of my favourite bits. He received a check that would have been enormous for everyone else. It was just perfectly to scale for Cameron Green because, as we may have mentioned, Cameron Green, very tall.
Yeah. Yep. He's got long arms too and those arms were quite easily holding that massive check.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I think he mostly got player of the match. He did one shot at one point where he tried to do a reverse sweep. Or no, it wasn't a reverse sweep. It was a normal sweep.
Mm.
Went down on one knee, swept it. Everyone was sweeping most of the test. But Cameron Green upped it by collecting the ball on his follow through and actually hitting it where a reverse sweep would have gone. So
yeah, well, that would have confused the fielders. And
it
I
did.
Think that counts.
I think
as,
it went for four.
Yeah, I think it counts as fake batting.
Yeah, fake batting. Yeah, definitely. But yeah. It got the job done. I think technically you're not supposed to hit it twice, but I think if it's kind of in the process of one shot, yeah, they let you get away with it.
Yeah.
Yes. And the commentators were also suggesting that one of the reasons Cameron Green did so well was because he was too tall for the Sri Lankan spinners to get the ball above his eye line. So they'd have to get it right up there, like just basically throw it straight up with all their might to get it above his eye line.
Well, this is a really good idea now for all future sports people who would have been previously funneled into basketball because they were tall. Now we're going to end up with an Australian cricket team where the minimum height is, I don't know, 6'5", like that.
And and they're all masters of playing spin apparently I guess that opens up the door for alternatives, lower balls where instead of slower balls, you bowl balls that just don't get up. They roll along the ground as low as possible.
Well, their bats,
down as low as possible.
Those tall players, their bats barely reach the ground.
Exactly.
So you get right under the bat.
Yep. Yep. What were some other highlights from the test?
Steve Smith getting run out, run out by a teammate. It was Usman, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Usman. So, poor old Steve Smith. There was a loud appeal and he said no, and then Usman kind of took two steps down, and then while they were deciding whether or not he was going to be out LBW, they thought, oh, maybe we'll sneak a leg by. And then Usman just changed his mind and wandered back to the non-striker's end, and poor old Steve Smith was stranded in the middle. He did a big dive, made his shirt all dirty. Not as dirty as his mood. They cut to him about half an hour later, and he's still in the dressing room, just fuming over what had happened.
Yeah, so, not good. You sort yourselves out. He's probably not getting enough sleep.
No, almost certainly not.
Although
I did see a photo of him yesterday with a monkey. So maybe he's maybe the monkey will help him get some sleep. I don't know how a monkey would.
He loves animals, doesn't he, Steve Smith?
Yeah, he's famously got that picture of him as a youngster playing with a lion cub. Now he's made friends with a monkey. So hopefully the monkey will cheer him up and he won't have a tantrum about being dismissed.
No, don't do that.
What else is great about Sri Lanka apart from the monkeys and the very short periods of test cricket?
I mean, it's a perfect time slot, isn't it, for us to watch it? That's good too.
Definitely the best time slot. So unlike England, where we can watch, a session, maybe a session and a half if we're lucky before we fall asleep. Sri Lanka starts at 2:30 and then finishes at 10. Nice, sensible evening watching of cricket.
It's excellent.
Yes. What did you think of Pat Cummins' effort as captain? Undefeated Pat Cummins still.
Yes. And he's doing very well batting.
He is.
I mean, he's doing okay bowling.
Yeah,
he's doing
okay.
A bit of bowling.
Yeah.
He's getting a wicket here and there.
He'd do better at bowling if he decided to actually bring himself on to bowl, right? In the second innings, he didn't bother.
Yep. Well, I mean, I guess, we've got some other captains that are not shy at all about letting themselves bowl. I think Bumrah bowled every ball in this recent test match against England. But he should bowl himself some more.
Yeah.
But I think he quite fancies himself as a batter.
I think he does. Well, and rightly so, because he came out and he smashed, balls over the fence, out of the ground. They basically lost the ball at one point, and then the umpire said,
just go home. It's too dark to find the ball.
It wasn't too dark for
Cummins to hit it out of the ground.
Yep.
It was too dark for people to go out into the street and find the ball.
Yeah, poor old Pat Cummins.
Yeah.
Just stopped mid-flow, and then he was dismissed the next morning, and then he was so sad about that he decided, I just won't bowl then. If I can't bat, I'm not going to bowl.
Yeah, giving everyone a turn.
He did give other people a turn, yes. I mean, Marnus, I think Marnus fielded a ball in close with his head, so Marnus was fielding in a stupid position, as you'd expect. And I think Nathan Lyon bowled and the batter, because everybody's sweeping, the batter basically swept it, rebounded off Marnus's helmet.
Ooh.
And Nathan Lyon almost took a very good caught and bowled off Marnus's head.
Mm. They should practice that a bit more.
They should, yeah.
They really should practice it, hitting the ball as hard as you can off Marnus's head and Lyon just continually practicing it until Lyon gets it right.
Yep. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that would work.
Andrew
McDonald, wake up.
Yeah.
Get up there. Just say, Marnus, you crouch down as low as we can. We're going to throw some balls at your head.
Yeah, get in the right position there.
Yes. But I think the rebound, you know, off head, and got Cummins thinking, maybe Travis Head is the key to the wickets. Mm. He's been past fit. So he brought Travis Head on. Travis Head immediately took 4 for 10.
He was the key.
He was the key, yeah. Including, and this was the number one delivery of them all, the one where the bale that was clipped off the stumps by the turning in delivery managed to hit Dave Warner in the nuts as he was about to celebrate.
Yeah. I think they should practice that one too.
Yeah. I think they did practice that one. That's why it went down so well. They were all very, very happy about that. They're high fives. We got Warner in the nuts again. So, yeah, good work, Travis Head. Secret spinner.
Yep.
And but of course, all these wickets for Travis Head meant that Pat Cummins, as we mentioned, didn't come on to bowl. So the skipper, Pat Cummins, denied his seamer, Pat Cummins, a chance to bring up his 200th test wicket.
Just no respect for milestones whatsoever. Yeah,
yep. So I did have some people on Twitter suggesting that maybe the seamer, Pat Cummins, should have demanded the ball from his captain, Pat Cummins. But I think...
he's not that demanding, is he?
The fast bowler, Pat Cummins, shows more respect to the captain, Pat Cummins, than that. Yes. So Australia ended up winning. They needed 4 to win. So Warner, needless to say, somehow managed to get 10. And then so Australia went 1-0 up. And the second test starts this Friday. What are we looking forward to in the second test? Anything in particular?
Oh, look, I think we're looking forward to Sri Lanka winning this one.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
All right, this episode is sponsored by Baggy Green Advanced Hair. This one is
we have got a fake Baggy Green somewhere.
We do have a fake Baggy Green. Maybe I should chop that up and convert it to hair.
I think you should go check that it hasn't disintegrated in wherever we've got it. I don't even know where it is.
Yep.
We don't store the Baggy Green in an acid bath in our house.
No.
So I think it's probably intact.
No, you save acid bath.
You got that for Christmas, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Yeah. Someone gave me a fake Baggy Green, not a legit Baggy
Green.
It's a real one. Well, maybe they swapped it out with Glenn Maxwell's. Maybe Glenn Maxwell's got, a poorly made Baggy Green and I've got a legit one.
I wouldn't admit that on a podcast. That's dangerous.
Yeah. Anyway, this episode is sponsored by Patreon.com. Go to patreon.com/leapcricket and you can get, everything I do over there for $2 a month. And but no Baggy Green, sadly.
ECB marketing droid, and I have created the optimal form of cricket.
What's 10 times 10?
How many balls are there in 16.4 overs?
What's the greatest cricket tournament the world has ever seen?
The 100.
The 100.
The 100.
The 100.
Right. What is the greatest sting for a podcast that the cricket has ever seen? It is the 100.
The 100 is back. It's almost here. It's getting close. It's getting close because it's being advertised by the Minions. There's some god-awful promo release that I found online with the Minions, those horrible little...
You could be totally making this up.
No, it's true.
I don't believe you.
It's true. They're the tiny little horrible creatures that are in all those bloody god-awful Minions movies.
I don't even know what Minions are.
Oh, they're little yellow creatures. They don't...
Are they like jelly beans? Are they
Do
you eat them?
Yeah, I don't think you eat them. I think they're like... Yeah, they're literally minions of an evil mastermind or something.
Really?
They were so popular, they spun off into their own franchise.
I think you are making up the fact that Minions exist, and you're making up the fact that they advertised the 100.
Yeah, well, the addition of Minions to the 100 will add a fresh tactical dimension to the sport. But
do the Minions? How many Minions do you get in the field?
No, you get 100. 100 Minions in the field.
Oh, I can't wait to see the Minions chasing them. Do they have arms and legs?
I'm not entirely sure.
Or are they
sure.
just like jelly beans?
They're mostly just like jelly beans. I think they just run around and do comic antics, fall over a lot.
I have absolutely no idea what Minions are. Are they different colours?
No, I think they're all yellow.
Oh, well, that's boring.
Yeah, anyway. Mm. Yes. But the 100 needs to add Minions to their game because they're being undercut now by this great new tournament called the 60 or the 660. Yes.
The 660.
Yes. So this is a new 10-over competition ahead of the CPL.
Yeah, I am so uncomfortable even just looking at that word with the 6 at the front of it and then the IXTY. It just it's just an awful, awful thing to look at.
Yeah, well,
there's something deformed and wrong about it.
Well, it does have people unsure exactly how to pronounce it. I think they want us to pronounce it 60, but other people are pronouncing it 660, because the 6th then the IXTY.
Are you sure that's not just people who are making fun of it pronouncing it?
Oh, most certainly. I think the IX is actually a 9 in Roman numerals, so I think it's the 60-90.
Well, that's a fresh new tactical dimension.
It is indeed. So what are some of the rules here for the 60? The 660?
Well, I presume it's only 10 overs and it's been done in the Caribbean,
yes.
Correct?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a each batting team has 6 wickets rather than 10. So they've gone all in on this 6 idea.
Mm.
So
it's a much better idea than going in base 10.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. If it's divisible by 6 then it works, I think. Mm. So so what other things have we got? Your batting teams can unlock a floating third power play over if they hit 2 sixes in the initial 2 over power play. So it's a two over power play. If you hit 2 sixes in your first 2 overs, then you get a secret unlocked third power play.
I like this. I do. I think this is great, this particular rule.
I think players should be able to unlock more things during a game. I think fielders should be able to unlock, you know, one hand, one bounce catches. If they do one of those boundary, you know, two people diving over the rope catches.
Yeah, well, then, that deserves something.
Yep. I think bowlers should be able to unlock one beamer if they man-cab the non-striker.
Oh, okay. Beamer
unlocked.
Yep.
I think
used at any point?
Any point. Doesn't matter. Whenever you want. As long as you've got to unlock it, you've got to man-cab. So all these things, if you solve one puzzle, you unlock superpowers for later in the game.
Yeah. That'll keep give the commentators something to talk about.
Definitely.
It'd be very confusing keeping track of all those things. And, you need commentators for that then.
So. Yeah. So I'm sure Danny Morrison's over there already. Just can't wait to get started. I'd love to hear Danny Morrison on this one.
Yeah. The thing I love the most about the 660, 690 is that this has been designed, this entire tournament, just entirely around how many overs Chris Gayle can remain standing, right?
Yeah. Chris Gayle's too old now for T20, so we're going to halve it, see if he can do this one.
Yeah, and in another few years, they'll halve it again, just depending on Chris Gayle's ability and how he goes.
Yep.
Maybe they could halve the pitch.
I'm not sure they halve it. I reckon they'll go to like 36. I think the idea of 6 sixes will be too hard to resist. If you hit 6 sixes in an over, you unlock, I don't know, you unlock 36 more deliveries. So.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. What else have we got in this? So teams pretty similar to the 100. Teams just bowl 5 consecutive overs from each end rather than switching ends after each over. That's fine. If teams fail to bowl their 10 overs within 45 minutes, a fielder will be removed for the final 6 balls.
Yeah, this is great too.
I like this one. I want to know, I hope the batting team gets to choose the fielder. I think that's the fairest way to do it.
You just take out the keeper, don't
you? Yeah, I think so.
Or the bowler.
Yeah. that would make it more challenging.
Do you know who I think has made up all these rules?
Mm. Chris Gayle?
Women and children.
Women and children, yes. Yes, and minions.
Yeah.
Women, children and minions.
Yeah. Yes. And there's something that, the time limit is good, 45 minutes. Mm. I mean, that just fits nicely with a few ads into an hour time slot.
That's basically, you know, half a soccer game. It's basically, you know, we're basically the same length as a football match.
But into a basketball match.
Yeah.
Which is good. And what can the fans vote for? They vote for
This is the favourite bit. This is very exciting. Fans get to vote for, quote, a mystery-free hit via an app or website. No one's quite sure what exactly this means, but it sounds very exciting.
Yeah.
So the mystery-free hit. Fan votes are never wrong. We all know that. Yeah. So presumably Cole will get the mystery-free hit every time.
So Virat Kohli has to be there because he's going to be voted into this mystery-free hit every single time there's a fan vote.
I think so, yeah. I think that's probably the loophole. But I think maybe the other loophole is that this is technically, you know, not in competition with the IPL, so maybe Kohli's eligible to play this. Maybe they realise he can't play the CPL, but he can play the 60
because
that's not a T20 competition.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, so the 60, it's coming. It's very exciting. Things will be unlocked. Free hits will be voted for.
Yeah.
It's all going to be here soon. But kind of to counteract this, England, you know the pressure's on. So they've decided they're going to start treating Test cricket like some kind of slogathon. They're going to...
Every single Test they've played so far. Yeah. I mean, Bazball, it's just all a big rehearsal for the 100/660.
Yeah, but I think they've brought themselves undone a bit here because they got Jasprit Bumrah so excited that he managed to hit 35 off and over against Stuart Broad.
Yep.
And I can't imagine anything in the 100 topping that. So no, I think
never.
Yeah, you know, why would you bother watching the 100 when you've already seen Jaspert hit 35 in an over?
Yeah, just rewind that.
Yeah. So Bumrah, according to James Marsh, a friend of the podcast at Pavilion Opinion on Twitter, pointed out that Bumrah currently has the highest strike rate of any Test captain in history, 193.75, overtaking the pedestrian Afridi. I think that was after his first innings. Yep. Would have come down a little after the second innings, but not much because he came out, hit a six, and then was dismissed pretty much straight away. So yeah, good work there.
It's incredible that he overshadowed Punt. I mean, how unlikely is that?
It's very unlikely because Punt played like an absolute maniac, and then
and he overshadowed, well, Johnny Bairstow effectively, like, you know, being able to hit that many runs in a short period of time.
Yes.
More entertaining than endless hundreds all summer long.
Yep. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, Bairstow, I'm a bit sad about this new Bairstow, this competent Bairstow that keeps scoring runs all the time. I miss the Bairstow who used to just get bowled between bat and pad every time he came out at bat. That's the Bairstow I used to like.
I think Bairstow's been doing well ever since you claimed that he never gave you confidence any time he batted. Yeah, he's doing it despite you.
Can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week, the funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is gonna join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller reward.
Okay, it's time for the Moeller Award, where we reward underappreciated acts of cricketing silliness. And I have a nomination up here. I've got Owen Morgan has announced his retirement.
This is a great nomination.
But the way he announced his retirement is why he's nominated, because inexplicably he warned us all about it the day before. He sent out a little message saying, I'm going to announce my retirement tomorrow. And I'm not quite sure why he had to do that, but perhaps we all had to brace ourselves for the news.
Yes.
But anyway, basically the message was, Owen Morgan is expected to confirm shortly that he'll be releasing a social media statement in the next hour, announcing that he will be holding a press conference this evening to reveal that he will make public his retirement from international cricket tomorrow.
Wow.
Thanks,
he's
Owen.
He's definitely done it now.
Yep. So good work, Owen Morgan.
It's kind of in the tradition of all cricketers announcing their retirement just when you think they've already done it five or six times earlier.
Yep. Mm. Yes. So, yeah, Owen Morgan out. I think Joss Butler's the new captain, which always weird to have a butler in charge, right?
Yes, very good.
Yes. Do you have another one?
Well, let's go with Channel 7, who are suing Cricket Australia. Again, I feel like they've done this before, but maybe this was someone else suing Cricket Australia.
Yeah.
They just really want to get out of their contract.
Yeah, I think so. They sued them last year, and then I think they were awarded, like, you know, here's $1.50 because you missed out on one test against Bangladesh or something.
Yep.
And but they're back again. I just think they should work out what they would rather be broadcasting over the summer. Mm. You know, if they'd rather be broadcasting, I don't know, Lethal Weapon movies, then get Ricky Ponting in there.
Yes.
Get you know, all the other people in there. Get them, just, you know, Flem, get them all in there just doing some kind of script read of Lethal Weapon. Let the cricket play in the background. They can have whatever they want.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Channel 7 and all of the other channels that may be wanting to take over the cricket.
Yeah, Channel 10 were the ones who were almost had the rights a couple of years ago and were pipped by, you know, a few thousand dollars. Basically, the few thousand dollars that Cricket Australia had to pay Channel 7 back for not doing that Bangladesh test.
And presumably Channel 7 paying lawyers some money now.
Yeah, yeah.
All good fun. Anyway, we have another nomination here for KP on commentary.
Yes.
KP's been commentating the tests in England.
Yes, at one point we had KP and Ravi Shastri on commentary at the same time, and that was a fearsome partnership.
That's glorious.
A partnership to be reckoned with for sure. Anyway, I think my favourite part of KP on commentary, at one point Stokes went for a thrash, was dropped by Jasprit Bumrah, and KP was just like, you cannot drop Stokes. Mm-hmm. He will punish you. And then the very next ball, Stokes played the exact same shot, and he was caught by Bumrah on that occasion.
So there's Stokes believing KP. Never believe KP.
Don't listen to KP.
Don't listen to KP.
Yeah. Do you have any more?
No, I don't have any more.
I've got one more. I've got Broad, before being hit for 35 runs in an over, he did managed to take his 550th test wicket, which prompted much excitement. But anyway, Sky Sports popped up a graphic and they showed the updated numbers with Broad now, you know, highlighted as having 550 test wickets. Mm. Except whoever did the graphic must have done it before the Sri Lanka v Australia test finished, because they didn't notice that Nathan Lyon had gone past Kapil Dev into the number 10 spot. Mm. So poor old Nathan Lyon, despite his 9 wickets in that test, failed to crack the Sky Sports graphic. So shameful Nathan Lyon erasure there from Sky Sports.
Terrible, terrible work.
So what's going to win this week? Is it Sky Sports? Is it KP? Is it Channel 7? And so we've got two broadcasts here. Or is it Owen Morgan's retirement?
I think it's Owen Morgan.
Yeah, Owen Morgan, we will be announcing that you will be receiving the Mueller Award tomorrow. stay tuned for that. And I think that brings us to an end.
Yes.
You've been listening to Dan Lipke, that's me, at Lee Cricket.
And Kat Jones, that's me, at Cricket Back Kat. And you can follow us at Can't Bowl Throw on Twitter, or find us on Facebook, search for Can't Bowl Throw, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.